Everyone, welcome back to Back in a Man, the podcast that recaps Drag Race franchises, especially Drag Race Philippines, from a Pinoy queer super fan lens. Kasi Back in a Man pwede, di ba?
Yes, and we are still on video with two cameras. So,
correct.
Hello, second camera. Hello.
Welcome back to another week of our beautiful faces.
Correct. So, marami pong salamat for enjoying our video podcast. We've also been uploading HD versions on YouTube.
4K.
Well, kailangan namin mapakita sa inyo ang mga retokada naming mukha. So, kailangan po HD at 4K ang upload.
Tsaka para sure tayong same-same sa picture.
Correct. But we are here, of course, to recap episode 8 of Drag Race Philippines Season 2. This is it. Episode 8. Dalawang buwan na tayong nagpapaka-season 2. And, we got another Drag Race Philippines first with a branding infomercial challenge. Just like, overall comments, what did you think of this episode?
I think, like, we said this a few weeks ago, a couple of weeks ago, that the season has truly picked up, which I think is right on time, if not just like slightly a little late.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, after the amazing episode last week, I don't think it was much of a letdown. I think like they're still steamrolling through to the end of the competition. We're 6 girls in still. We're doing a lot of new things this season.
Yes, that's really good. I think this is a very entertaining episode. I don't think it was any better than the last episode. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of notes being an advertising practitioner and a content creator who does branded posts. This is finally the episode
Correct.
Where I can nitpick because I will have some credibility on what I am going to say.
Same. Ako naman mo, I'm a bit more like the creative side kasi meron talaga akong like pinaka-pinanggigilan in this episode. But we'll get
ako
to
rin,
that.
Ako rin. Marami akong mga, you know, mga issues pero mga nice to haves. But I
yes.
think overall, as the first iteration of the branding challenge, I think it was a big success. I think it showed like a space where I think local drag queens can innovate in terms mm-hmm. of bring their brand to the show. So very excited to have that conversation. But of course, we start the episode with a new day in the workroom. And like what you said kanina, we still have 6 bitches left up in this gig.
Yes, and like, consensus is they're all happy about it. I think
consensus. I mean, they try to make it look like they're all happy about it.
What? True.
Okay.
In fairness, wala naman sila nilagay na confessional, but we never know.
Yeah.
But alam mo yon. I think everyone, especially because of that episode with the Golden Gaze, I think everyone was kind of in that like heartfelt mood
yes.
to be able to enjoy, you know, just everyone being safe from elimination for 1 week. But they also, especially probably at this point, they're what, 3 weeks locked in?
Yep.
Medyo nanggigigil na yung mga girls. Tagal na nila sa competition. So,
yeah.
they may desire pa din to like, X someone out.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, masaya naman sila. Mukha naman sila masaya.
Yeah, and I think this was, most people probably envisioned this top 6 to be this top 6. So, I mean, I still am okay not saying goodbye to any one of them for one episode. But of course, that all changes because we all know that nobody went home again this week.
Yeah.
More on that later. But I do think they were genuinely happy that nobody went home when they all ran to the workroom, to the couch, to celebrate the non-elimination challenge. Mama Pao's words, not ours. They look genuinely happy. But of course, we cut to confessionals of the queens basically saying, yes, this is great, but like,
may element of frustration pa din talaga.
Correct. Like, we gotta send bitches packing. I'm sure yung iba sa kanila, gusto na rin umuwi, gusto na rin matapos.
Ramdam ko yun kay Arizona yung sinabi niya na parang, gusto ko na mag-finale, gusto ko na mag-koronahan. Parang kulang nila sabihin niya, para makauwi na ako, para may karat na.
Correct. Very, very, very that. But yeah, it's great to have 6 queens again for this episode of the branding challenge. And then nakakatawa because now na umiinit na ang labanan, may corner si Matilda sa workroom.
Pinaglamayan nila si Matilda. Meron siyang memorial.
At doon nagdadasal ang mga bakla. Lalo dinasalan yun ni Arizona. Tawang-tawa lang ako sa kanya.
Maraming salamat sa paggabay sa mini-challenge. Mini-challenge slayer.
Yun. So I think yun po talaga yun. Kasi eventually malalaman natin na si Arizona po ang nanalo ng mini-challenge. So kailangan pong dasalan ang puntod ni Matilda.
Correct.
Now, it is a new day in the workroom, and the very first topic of conversation is Ovi still not having a badge. What say you about this?
Ovi said a great deal about, you know, consistency and always being in the top, and it's a really, really nice way of saying wala pa rin siyang badge.
Correct. Ang ganda naman sinabi niya, you know, in this house, we celebrate all wins, whether big or small. It's again a great way to toot your horn if yes. you don't have a badge. But when no sinabi ni Ovi yun, in fairness, pwede siyang Hallmark card, pwede siyang parang yun yung closing statement ng isang TED Talk niya. So it's pretty powerful.
I mean, track record wise, her position in the competition is still really good. Amen. You know, never having been in the bottom two, only being in the bottom once, she's in a really good spot in the competition. But at the end of the day, it's still like, if you want to talk about track record, having a shiny badge would yes. still really help.
It's shinier,
yes.
basically. So Mama Pao enters the workroom and tells us that for this mini challenge, it is the return of the reading challenge, but this time with a twist.
The twist is, ginawa nilang parang flip-top videos na uso ng mga late 2000s, early 2010s.
Okay, so let's again, we know we say in this podcast that we try to look at the glass half full,
yes.
but every now and then
we gotta look at we need to look at the glass as a glass.
We need to look at the glass as a glass. And okay, first of all, we all know that the Season 1 Reading Challenge, ang netizens expressed their frustration over the performances of the queens except for Eva's performance. So, I felt like the consensus last year was parang hindi pa nakakrack yung boses nung Reading Challenge for Drag Race Philippines.
Oo, parang ano ba yung Filipino voice of a Reading Challenge? Ano ba yung Filipino culture equivalent of a Reading Challenge? And then there were, you know, some comments online here and there saying na baka flip-top. Well, to those people, you get what you wished for. But I just don't think it works.
Correct.
Kasi, ayun nga, hinahanap pa nga nung queens mismo
yeah.
how to deliver reads uh-huh. in the Filipino sensibility.
Uh-huh.
Tapos kailangan on-beat sila and kailangan may rhyme. Parang, mm-hmm. I think it impeded a lot of jokes that could have... Imagine, I mean, yung joke ni Hannah, yung read ni Hannah about Ovi na parang, where's the joke?
Correct.
Siya. That would have been great, delivered like flat out as a read. It's not the most innovative read in the world, but I feel like the flip-topness kind of lost it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we kind of have to put ourselves in the shoes of the producers and the writers. Na parang, okay, they probably know that the reading challenge last year wasn't a big success. So parang how do we still, you know, keep the whole intent of dissing people but uh-huh. make it Filipino, make it more familiar, because maybe last year it was such a tall order to be able to roast queens in this globally recognized Drag Race voice. So okay, flip top tayo. But I don't know, I feel like I'm trying here.
It just added for me an unnecessary layer to an already, you know, polarizing challenge.
Yeah. And when Mama Pao asked Jiggly to come in, I thought parang andun siya as parang consultation, which I think last year it was kind of like that.
It would have been great if Jiggly had a moment to like set up reading, yep. parang reading, because we know Ate can read.
She can. Yes.
I was expecting her to come in to kind of sample siya on to read the girls a little bit or yeah. at the end, yeah. you know. Wala lang, ganda lang siya. Ganda siya. Yeah. Ganda siya.
Because I think with the flip-top challenge, I think if it's just a reading challenge, you just have to be shady and funny.
Mm.
I think with the flip-top challenge, it actually ended up being harder.
Because you have to be shady.
You have to be shady and funny. You have to rhyme and you have to be on beat and you have to sell the song or yeah. the rhythm that you're trying to put forth.
Yeah.
So I think at the end of the day, it just got really overwhelming for the queens.
Yeah, I mean, as some people online have pointed out, some of the girls don't even know how to stay on beat in the the Bugs verses. Paano pa kaya here? It was kind of awkward watching them struggle to find their pacing with the reads. But I think overall, the girls were more successful this year.
That's true. I think there were definitely more C plus to B minus performances versus last year. Some of the standouts for me, nung tinawag na mukhang multo si Ovi ni Hanabeshi, nung tinawag ni, tawag dito, si Ovi, basically sinabi kay Jade na pinagawa mo na lahat para nakalimutan mo yung utak.
Sa akin yung ano, when Hanabeshi said, may mestiza, may morena, may orange.
That was very good. That was very, very smart kay Hannah. And then, tawang-tawa rin ako kay Arizona, yung parang gusto ko itang yakapin na mahigpit.
Oo, sa leeg.
Sa leeg. That was very, very funny.
Meron din yung ano, in a dress ni Kat-Kat na, okay, she's the oldest in the room, but not the oldest in the face, kay Bernie.
That was very funny. Bernie struggled here.
Yes.
Bernie tried to do some echo effect, but I think it was just that time parang she had no material.
Oo. Feeling ko talaga may mga na-lost na jokes.
Yes.
Or jokes that could have been more zingers.
Yes.
If they weren't forcing themselves to rhyme and yes. Be on beat.
Yes. I mean, nakakatawa yung Kat-Kat and Jade of it all because I think...
Mama, that was loaded!
Kay Kat-Kat, basically sinabi ni Kat-Kat na, ano Jade, tatawag ka ba ulit ng producers because you want me out? Nakakatawa because we actually didn't see this in the edit before. Apparently, this was a thing because Kat-Kat referenced to it that Jade may or may not have asked the producers to have Kat-Kat yeah. out because bakit i-reference si Kat-Kat yon? And of course, si Jade, captivating Kat-Kat, nangangagat ng burat. It's just, that deserves
this whole Jade Kat-Kat narrative that we've been getting. And daming deep cut, like, yeah. Medyo out of left, if you know, of course, since we're not in the room with them, we're not on set with them, we're not in their hotel rooms, may mga deep cuts, may mga like blindsiding
yeah.
references. But also, I just have to give props to Jade's look. Kasi kinireference niya yung ano, Talk Dirty, yung viral video of si Ate Girl na sumasayaw sa Talk Dirty. Tapos naka-earphone siya na hindi nakasaksak.
I'm nodding like I know what she's describing.
Oh my God! Okay.
But yes, that's, I mean like, yes. I know.
Anyway, I know. Alam ko yun as a baklang kanal. Tapos pinanindigay niya sa confessionals, may ano mo siya, pagod.
Yeah,
like,
pagod, yeah.
Reference.
Yeah. And then Arizona wins the reading challenge. Nanalo siya ng 20,000 pesos. How she wished na $20,000 to. That was a very funny confession.
Correct. In fairness though, nanlait ka lang, may 20,000 ka na.
Mukhang actually, medyo di naman ako surprised that Arizona won this. But I think coming into the reading challenge, I was kind of expecting Hannah to win because Hannah won the Popwet challenge. But Arizona, mm-hmm. I mean, of course, very charismatic. Very funny. And I think Arizona was the one in the pocket of the beat.
Yun nga, everybody that's else what was, I was about to say.
Everybody else was like either ahead very, or behind.
Very kulturang kubaw kasi yung flip top eh. It makes sense that it's in Arizona's like field.
Yeah. So congratulations Arizona. I think at this point nanalo na siya na. This might be Arizona's first mini challenge win if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yes. And Mama Pao introduces our maxi challenge for the week, which is branding ding ding. We love sa alam mo. Drag Race Philippines is doing a great job of being self-referential because that's how you keep a franchise going.
Yes, and para rin alam pa, mas lalo pang alam ng viewers what we're trying to achieve here because, you know, they may or may not have seen episodes of the US franchise mm-hmm. which is very famous for doing the branding infomercial challenge. I love it that we get this challenge this time.
I think it's more important than the acting challenge for me,
yes.
personally.
Yes.
Kasi, ayun nga, we talked about branding in season one. Knowing how to market a product is very crucial for a drag queen, especially in the age of social media now that, you know, we're not just performers, we're also like mini celebrities and influencers. You have to know how to sell a product in your tone of voice.
Yes. So this is very much relevant in the outside world. But also, if you take a look at the plethora of Drag Race seasons, these Some of the very, very successful infomercial challenges we still reference up until this day. You have Jinx Monsoon.
Delusion.
Convince Yourself from season 5. You have Red na fragrance ni Alaska Red for Filth. And you have Alaska's Fashion Tape. You have,
correct.
You have Heidi and Closet's Tears of a Drag Queen. I mean, there are so many things na if you do this successfully, maaalala ka for years to come. And I think we have some potentially really long-lasting moments here, but we'll talk about that later.
This is like, this challenge is only second to like the Roomix or like the girl group challenges in terms of like getting to personally pick and choose,
yes,
your catchphrases, your taglines that you want to market and put out into the world.
So, dito mo rin malalaman na at the end of the day, a lot of creative writing really goes into Drag Race, mm-hmm. and if you have that particular strength, you will really be at an advantage here. So let's get to it. Medyo nauga yung mga girls the moment they found out that this was the challenge. I guess because sa mga nagtatrabaho sa mga bars, like they may not have needed to pull up something like this.
And I think kasi it's an infomercial challenge of a product rather than of a message, of a campaign. We've gotten those in Drag Race past, but for this one, it's a product. So, alam mo, in terms of like the marketing sphere, there has to be a certain problem that your product is addressing. What is the identity of your product? Is it on target market?
Yes.
And not all the queens are savvy to that kind of, you know, thought process in marketing.
Yeah, and which is actually my fundamental issue with some of the materials that we ended up seeing, because a lot of them are entertaining, but you know, in trying to keep the integrity of, they're trying to produce a commercial. The brief to them was make a shampoo commercial. Mm-hmm. Some of them missed the mark, but I will save my comments for when we go on later. Let's just work on, or let's just talk about them trying to navigate their way into mm-hmm. the challenge. Kat-Kat, out of the gate, was just shown to have, what the fuck is this challenge? Anong gagawin ko?
On the other hand, andiyan naman si Bernie. Well, you know, obviously the two of them are the bottom two. Bernie was like, oh, I know this challenge. On a very baseline level of, okay, shampoo
tama
commercial.
Tama naman
siya. Pero ayun nga, I think this challenge would have been better had the queens had freedom to create their own products rather than a shampoo. But I think kasi napaka Pinoy ng shampoo commercial. We've gotten many, many iconic shampoo commercials throughout the years. Like yung fake out na long hair at lalaki.
Uh-huh.
Yung mga like Rejoice commercials na sumusunod.
Well, correct.
We've gotten a lot of iconic shampoo commercials.
Correct.
So it makes sense that they selected this specific product. But I just think had the queens had more freedom to, you know, pick and choose the kind of product that they want to sell.
And had they had better guidance, I guess, coming into this particular challenge. I remember All Stars 2, the infomercial challenge. There was this business guru guy that served as a soundboard. I think we could have used somebody like him. I don't know, maybe a local celebrity na mayroong very popular makeup or skincare line. Vice Ganda is the name that comes into my head right now, because meron siyang
Vice. Ann Curtis. Ann Curtis would have been one of the best people to do the walkthroughs with for this challenge.
So I think this episode definitely could have used that level of help para lang lahat talaga ma-meet yung baseline requirement of what an advertisement needs to be. But of course, yun nga, Arizona is shown to be very confident na, to be fair, gamay naman niya yung advertising part of it. Although, nakakuha lang talaga ako ng glimpses of Alyssa Edwards when I saw Arizona Brani. Dahil tawang-tawa lang po talaga siya sa sarili niya.
Speaking of someone who's so convinced with himself, Miss Jade, right out the gate, was like, this is my challenge. And then you walk through niya kay Mama Pao, talagang storybook. Hindi siya storyboard, storybook siya. Like, she took the time to explain her entire concept and storyline for the commercial. But for me, the standout from the walkthroughs pa lang was Ovi.
Yeah.
The moment that Ovi said, shampoo tang ina, I was like,
that's
done.
It. Yes.
That's it. Like, it's to the challenge. It's a shampoo. It's catchy. It's, you know, a little crass, borderline offensive. And that makes it even more memorable.
Yep. And ang ganda nung sinabi ni Ovi na, I may not have a brand, but I do have an identity. Mm. And I feel like that is a great way to kind of approach the challenge if, you know, you are not, you're not as savvy as some of the girls when it comes to writing or fleshing out a 60-second concept in 2 to 3 hours. That's actually a great way to approach it.
Actually, for me, I think that's a better way to approach the whole, again, the branding conversation from last season. I think that's a better way to approach it. Kasi, you know, rather than trying to push a certain brand aesthetic, a certain image, a certain ganito lang yung types ng performances ko or genres ko or concepts that I can do, having an identity, rather than, alam mo yun, rather than putting yourself into a box, mm-hmm. you're really just like, this is what I know, who I am, what mm-hmm. I like to deliver, what I like to do. That's kuhang-kuha ko ni Ovi doon. Yes. Identity over branding.
Yep. And then they move on to film their infomercials. And of course, they are directed by Drag Race Philippines Creative Director. And also, listener of the pod, wink, wink, si Direk Fifth. And I think dito talaga natin nakita na they were being guided by someone mm-hmm. who knew what he was doing. And ang evidence ko for that is nung pina-side profile niya si Hannah Beshi.
Uh-oh.
Yung pagkuha nung papel, that was very good. But I feel like ang pinakamalaking contribution dito ni Fifth ay nung binato niya po si Arizona Brandon ng bote ng shampoo pa ulit-ulit.
Natatawa ko kasi siya yung gumawa. As in, like, I would have expected na parang the other pit crew member man lang. Yeah. Pero hindi, nag-commit talaga siya sa binabato niya si Arizona pa ulit-ulit. Okay. Hanggang sa umayaw na si Arizona.
Sabi, Marcusi po, pwede ba dito na lang tayo kasi masakit na. Grabe, so matawa ko. As in, I know, like, people are probably going to splice that clip mm-hmm. and just that make that trend on TikTok because it's so stupid.
But, yeah, but I did see that, you know, Fifth knew the technical aspects of what goes into TV production, commercial production, ina-angle niya yung girls. He's asking, okay, anong sequence natin? Anong i-film natin? Is this, are you gonna speak? Are we gonna do VO?
Yep.
They were in good hands.
Or mag-OV. Sino man ang sabi naman?
Sabi ni Bernie, mag-OV daw siya.
Mag-OV daw siya, mag-VO. That's right. Baka naman, ano yung referential din naman ako si Bernie. Nire-reference niya yung Drag Race Philippines Season 2. But I think the biggest headline of this segment of the show is basically Miss Jade going overtime. I don't know how to approach this because if the time element was such a big issue, dapat sa final footage pa lang siguro niya, hindi na nila sinama yung mga shinoot niya nung nag-overtime. Having said that, hindi rin natin alam kung gaano ka-importante ba or hindi importante yung na-shoot niya.
I was gonna say, diba? The downfall of Jade, we see, like, she gets put in the bottom for having gone overtime. The downfall of Jade's concept is she really threw everything at the wall.
Exactly. Na parang feeling ko, again, we're just judging the edit, isa yun sa mga naging issue ko dun sa material ni Jade, ang dami masyadong nangyari na feeling ko, the branding was there, the charisma was there, but if it could have used some editing, and if
half
that,
the scenes weren't necessary.
Yeah. So like, parang feeling ko, the overtime of it all couldn't have been
an it could have issue. Been avoided.
Yeah. So, but know. We don't know. We don't know what she shot during those extra minutes.
Yung I think yung last niyang shinoot is the pumping the shampoo in the face. Yun yung pinaka nakita natin sa edit. Eh. Again, like I don't think it contributed that largely overall to
yep.
the final output. Like we got the energy from the other scenes. Yes. It was just
which was very very good already. Mm-hmm. So
I think it was one of those like Jade moments na talagang. Knowing Jade and her process, she's very fantasy. Okay. Like what the fantasy that she has in her head, it's what she wants to lay down. Sa ending, yeah, sometimes it could use a bit more editing, a bit of refinement, a bit of reeling back, looking at the bigger picture. I think dun siya na lost sa nitty gritty of like this scene, this action, this sequence, this ganto, this ganyan. And I mean, when you look at the final edit of the infomercial, all her scenes were like 2 seconds long each.
Yes.
Great. It all contributed to a great energy. It was just like, did we necessarily need all that to deliver what we got in the final thing?
Correct. Because the moment after they shoot the infomercial, I mean, it was obviously an issue to a number of the girls. I think it was just it was I think
Katia, it was brought up.
It was brought up, and a lot of, you know, the other girls agreed. So yeah, more on that later after this break, because we keep preempting the our comments yeah. already. So we will be back. And we are back, episode 8, branding ding ding recap of Drag Race Philippines season 2.
We find out, well, we found out earlier in the episode, but we finally get to see Pangina yes. as a guest judge.
Can I just say, oh my god, sobrang sobrang galing niya. Yung hindi mo pwedeng ma-edit yung comments niya kasi sobrang ang bilis niya magsalita, pero yung statements niya laging complete, and then it
she was very to the point. Pangina Heels is the most credible Rue girl to have as a guest judge because she's been a contestant, she's been a host. Like, she knows her shit about the whole
yes.
circle of the production. She's the best person to have. I'm glad that she, though, naisip ko lang parang tina-translate ba sa kanya infomercials after the thing. Or, yun lang yung slight issue ko of having Pangina in this episode, but seeing Pangina as a guest judge just feels correct, and I hope we get to see her more on other franchises, the US franchise, kahit saan, kahit sa kanto, gusto ko siya makita.
And it, ay, nakakatawa yung batuhan nila ni Mama Pao sa start, yung shootang ina mo, it means something.
That, you're beautiful.
You're beautiful, and then di ba, shootang ina mo rin, nakakatawa yun. Also, props to the commentary ng judges sa runway this week. Ang daming nakakatawa. Ribbon man may layang lumipad, makulay ang buhay, tapos sabay sa ni Kalad Karen nasa sinabaw ang gulay. But perhaps ang best commentary sa episode na to was nung naglagay si Arizona ng paint, tapos sabi ni Kahalad Karen, taray ng lotion.
girl, as in,
sa akin sobrang, ang galing.
Yung two standout judges comments ko, yung kay Jade, she was wearing like medyo white and then the rainbow.
Yes.
Ano yun, ihiwalay ang puta sa decolor.
It was so good.
And then yung kay Pangina na, some whore over the rainbow.
Some whore over the rainbow. I think, we don't know how much of that was written, but I do feel like yung lotion part ni Karen was improvised. But that was, oh my god. It was so funny. Taray ng lotion.
The judges, like, I've been noticing in the past couple of episodes, the judges, Mama Pao, they've all been getting even more comfortable with their roles this yes. time around. And yes. mas nagiging off the cuff sila when they speak to the girls, which is what makes for great TV.
Correct.
For Drag Race, especially.
And then meron ding comment si Jiggly na nakuha ng medal, best in chupa. Very Jiggly pa rin.
So, and I sabi ni Bernie, tama!
So, I mean, that was, I mean, like, I think we haven't appreciated the judges' commentary enough this season, because I think you need a foundation of good writing for that first in order for the judges to be able to improvise. So thank you. Very, very funny. But now we move on to the runway part. So we'll discuss what we think of their infomercial work and then their runway presentation, because ang theme ay pride colors, pride rainbow.
Rainbow.
Basta yeah. pride. Okay. Up first, we have Hannah Beshi. Ang kanyang infomercial, ang kanyang shampoo ay shampoo para sa mga taong mahilig sa freebies. What say you?
Stupidity sells if done smart.
Yes.
Like, dun ako nakuha ni Hannah na she was, I think she was the only one, really one that came up with that idea na I'm selling shampoo, but I don't have to sell shampoo.
Yes.
I'm gonna sell my humor. I'm gonna sell my brand. I think she encapsulated that the most.
Uh-huh.
I think she was of the top girls, or you know, of the four top girls, she was the one that really was like, ah, shampoo ba? Yep. She didn't need it. She just leaned into that whole Hannah Beshi with ganito ganyan that her and Mama Pao have been pushing this entire season. Great payoff.
Yes. Very funny, very entertaining, very charismatic. I love Hannah so much. But I feel like the jokes were stronger than the actual premise of the shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah sets up the infomercial by saying, mahilig ka ba sa freebies? Which I felt like maybe needed a line or two more to be able to explain kung ano bang klaseng tao yung taong mahilig sa freebies para eventually mas malaki yung payoff ng birth certificate, vaccination card, death certificate, warrant of arrest, affidavit of loss. I think I'm just adding things here. But I think that would have been stronger if the premise or the problem, it's not really a problem, but like the kind of person na dinedescribe ni Hannah. Yun lang yung issue ko sa kanya, but nung naglabas siya ng mga lumalabas pa, nung dinarate niya isa-isa, I was completely sold already.
Gets. Ano, target market. Hindi malinaw ang target market ni Hannah, bitch.
Kasi
gets.
Parang for me, kung nag-o-offer ka ng maraming, again, this is the part where I nitpick, girl, because I have spent 14 years in advertising already and I still do that for a living. So, bigyan nyo naman po ako ng karapatan mag-comment this time. But anyway, going back lang, I feel like kung mga gamit na lumalabas kasi sa buhok ngayong lumalabas, I feel like the problem should have been, malilimutin ka ba? Para like, lahat nasa kasha na sa buhok. Kaya therefore, kasha ang demokrasya sa buhok mo, kasha ang warrant of arrest. So again, nitpicking here, but I think it took a while to warm up, but I think by the end of it, I was like completely sold, really laughing out loud.
Ang galing mo dyan. Naisipin mo mong mag-marketing?
Pwede naman. Pwede naman ako mag-marketing, magbibigay ako ng solicitation letter. But ang runway ni Hannah, what do you think of Hannah's runway?
I like the idea. It was just a little clunky. Had she kind of like scaled back on the size of the ribbons wrapping around her or like the bows itself. There's an idea there that I really like. It's just a little clunky. Tapos ayun nga, yung pinoint out ni Pangina na satin silk is very difficult to work with. Especially with the silhouette she was trying to achieve na parang mas may structure. Yeah, it was a bit clunky.
Yes. But the name of the shampoo, Beshi Beshi, it's a great callback to her Rovers back in episode 2. So talk about, you know, having some grasp of your branding and taking it through like the rest of the season. But you know, we're very happy that Hannah is still safe.
I have to give credit to all the girls. They all kind of came into the season knowing a few taglines that they wanted to push to make, you know, their storylines in the season very seamless. Because everyone pulled out things that we already knew of them.
Yep.
Walang tipong, parang hindi mo naman brand yan. Yung wala nung issue nung Aja Sugar Tits.
Yes.
Yung back in All Stars 3.
Yes.
Walang issue nung like, parang hindi naman bagay sa yung brand na yan. Bakit pinupush yan?
Speaking of someone who knows her brand inside and out, up next we have Miss Jade So with the Landi Suso shampoo. We've already preempted some of our comments kanina, but first of all, just the visuals of it, it's very Jade.
If stupidity sells, sex sells more.
Stupid sex sells more. And I think that's what Jade gave.
When she explained that parang her idea of it was supposed to be yung mga pop-up ads sa porn site, it just made everything make more sense. Yun nga, her energy is great. The message that she was trying to push is great. Na, like, it's a shampoo that's going to make your sex life more fun.
Yep.
We got all of that. Like, ang ganda nung concept niya.
Yep.
Yun lang talaga yung, like, nadali kasi siya doon. So, did we actually need all of the frills?
Yeah. I mean, visually, it's the psychedelic kind of medyo in your face with glitters type of feel that we would get from Jade, and I loved it. She leaned into the sex of it so well. Again, I go back to my issue with I think most of the material this week. There wasn't the solution she was providing doesn't clearly solve the problem, or maybe
actually parang hindi nga super clear yung problem.
Correct.
The solution was like upfront clear.
Correct.
The problem was parang she gave like a line about parang natutuyuan na or something. Parang
kasi ang in-establish na problem was dry ang buhok. So therefore, ang sagot mo dapat doon is shampoo na magiging, na hindi magpapaday ng buhok.
Uh-oh.
But sabi niya, ang shampoo niya basically will make you this very sex-positive being. So dapat tagtuyot yung problem na binigay niya.
Na-mention niya na parang ano yung dry yung buhok tapos masikip na siya. Parang may slight.
I think if she just stuck with one, or if she just stuck with one.
Yes.
So I think overall, this was already a great infomercial material, but I think more and more we realize here na had she edited it more in terms of the visuals, the writing, I think this could have been really much sharper pa than how it already is right
and
now.
And then her runway look.
Yeah.
Her runway look. Jade delivers on the runway. We know that already. But yun nga, yung pinoint out ni Jiggly na it's a rainbow category. Mm-hmm. So obviously it's LGBT themed. And she really leaned into that and really parang bit the apple off, you know what, let's give a message. Mm-hmm. Let's give a message with this look. Let's not make it just like about pride and celebration. Let's make it, you know, the real essence of pride, which is protest. So, you know, pass the Soji bill now.
Yes. So I think I love this particular wig color in Jade. I think it was parang medyo gray to beige to white. I think
great departure from what we've seen so far.
Yeah, I think this is she looked so conventionally glam here, which is parang a great departure after seeing, you know, Jade as an alimango, Jade as dinuguan, now Jade as basically the president of the board of trustees ang nakuha kong mukha dito, and correct. I really, really love it. So again, great time to show this type of mug at this stage in the competition.
Up next, we have Captivating Cat Cat with Captivating Butterfly, Shampoo 3-in-1.
Okay, I'm gonna be very honest here. Out of all the advertisements, I felt like Cat Cats was the one na pinaka-faithful to a traditional advertising material.
Yes.
Because sa simula pa lang, meron siyang clear problem na binigay, which is, mabaho ka na ba at napapagkama lang ipis ang mga kuto sa buhok mo? Again, there wasn't a clear enough problem, but I feel like the statement of the problems are intriguing enough for you to want to know what the solution is.
Yes.
So, if she just shortened it to the line na, iniipis na ba lagi ang buhok mo? I think kung ganun lang siya kasimple, it would have hit it sooner, harder, more effectively. But so far, I really like Kat Kat's, the way she established it. Kaya eventually, ang naging solution niya, may butterflies na. Mm-hmm. So parang, I actually really, really got it. Natawa na rin ako sa part na eventually, slimming lotion siya. Which was like, okay. And then,
yon. Yeah. Dun ako na lost. Para, okay, the problem is very clear. But, it's the product itself that we know Kat Kat can sell. We've seen her in the acting challenges.
Props to her presence on screen. Oh, oh. It's insane.
We know she can deliver that. We know she can deliver. It's what she was telling me that I wasn't really buying. Mm-hmm. Na para, okay, Captivating Butterfly 3-in-1. Bakit Butterfly? Bakit 3-in-1? Parang, the 3-in-1, sa 3-in-1 part ako pinaka-lost eh. Kasi, yeah. Is it a 3-in-1 shampoo, conditioner, body lotion? What was the 3-in-1?
Yeah.
What
is... It took me a while to try to remember ano yung tatlong benefits. But I think looking back, it's nakakabango, nakakapagbigay ng butterfly, and then nakakapayat. So obviously naging apologist na po ako ng shampoo niya kasi ina-explain ko na. But it took me, parang wait, sabi niya tatlo yung benefits, why do I only remember two? And then eventually, yeah. Oh, the pabango part is probably the third one that I missed.
Doon ako talaga na lost, yeah. Is her, the name, Captivating Butterfly 3-in-1. As in the entire time sa infomercial, parang ko, ano yung 3-in-1? Ano yung tatlo? Ano yung 3 benefits? Had she parang made it more concise, yes. Of like, problem A, solution A. Problem B, solution B. Problem C, solution C.
Correct.
Her delivery is
great.
We are
great. Obviously from advertising and we are nitpicking here. Hayaan nyo na, guys. So.
Correct. Parang, the delivery is great. I mean, of her...
Grabe, sorry, like, maybe rin kaya ako nag-apologize for the shampoo because sobrang lakas talaga ng presence sa camera. Hindi ko talaga madeny na parang... Badly put, I guess if Drag Race doesn't work out, pwede maging leader ng kulto si Kat Kat. Kasi sobrang charismatic talaga po niya eh.
The charisma is there.
Okay.
It's really just what the concept was not finessed enough.
Correct. Let's move on to the runway. The judges said na parang, yes, we appreciate the statement, but we wanted something more urgent, more direct. But when Kat Kat explained it na, you know, this is in that whole conversation of, you know, mas masahol pa sa hayop ang mga members ng LGBTQIA+, hindi, yun. So that was what the statement was.
Gets
for.
Ko yung comment na yun. Siguro, like, you know, when put next to Jade, who was very, like, upfront of, like, pass Soji Bill now. And then she's like, oh, we're human. It does if she was the only one that came out with a statement like that, great. Pero yun, it na-watered down siya because someone else did it and did it first and did it, you know, a bit more aggressively. Ako, ang pinaka-issue ko sa runway ni Kat Kat, it's beautiful. There was just a lot. Noong una lumabas siya, she had a beautiful dress on. And then the birds were flapping. I was like, ay, ang galing. Yeah. Gumagalaw yung pakpak ng birds. And then she did the reveal of the skirt. And then the back dress. Parang ako, it was an overwhelming reveal after reveal after reveal. Rather than I'm be like, oh my God, wow. It's more like, oh, meron na naman. Oh, meron na naman. Yeah. Oh, may another.
Yeah, I get what you mean because I feel like yung mga past runways ni Kat Kat, mas sharper yung vision and execution, diba? This time, tama ka maybe. It needed some more editing, some more finessing because major departure to from the really strong runways she has displayed the past few weeks. Up next, we have Bernie. Ang shampoo niya...
Ito ang shampoo commercial!
Shampoo lang. Ito talaga, shampoo lang. Sige, sabi ito.
Literally
na shampoo.
Wala nga masyadong humor. The only joke that I remember was... nabibili ang sachet o nauutang sa mga soaking tinda. That was the only joke I remember.
Yeah.
But everything else was...
Yeah. Dry o haggard ang buhok. Ito, shampoo, which is like, yes, tama, but it definitely needed more. And then I try to analyze it, na tipong, what brand could have, or what message could Bernie have latched onto? Quite difficult, because I think, coming into the competition, we know Bernie as, you know, the body showgirl from O-Bar. But now, I don't think we saw that brand in Drag Race Philippines. Mas, ano siya yun nga, pacifist, the sweetheart. So parang feeling ko, she could have called the shampoo Diday, tapos ang promise is maging kasing dalisay ni Diday, maging crush ng bayan, magkaroon ka ng maraming manliligaw. I think it could have been in that vein because iba yung alam ko na Bernie outside versus the Bernie we've been seeing the last 8 weeks.
Dito naging downfall ni Bernie yung parang pagka-unfiltered niya in front of the cameras. Because she's just so like unapologetic with like an air of innocence in terms of TV production. She doesn't self-produce yung confessionals niya. She never says zingers to say zingers.
Yes.
She's very truthful, a little bordering naive, which is charming, which is what I think endeared a lot of people to Bernie. Pero din yun yung naging downfall niya is she is so not versed in TV production and she needed to produce a TV commercial.
She had to write something. Although the only parang plus point that I kind of saw in Bernie's performance, and I know this was not deliberate, was the pace. Sobrang igli nung kay Bernie, I felt like this was the right TV commercial pace. I mean, most of the TV commercials we see right now are 15 to 30 seconds. I feel like
well, I mean, when there's not much there.
Correct. But I feel like yung 60 rin kasi na length, parang that's a lot of material to write. Mm-hmm. So I feel like ang ganda nung pace nung kay Bernie. So iniisip ko tuloy, gano'n kaya mas naging ka-impactful pa yung material ng ibang queens if it were shorter and faster paced. But it's
great pacing.
Great pacing.
Walang laman.
Correct. Great pacing na hindi naman yun ang intention niya. but I mean, it is what it is. Bernie's look, though, I feel like
favorite.
It's a great look. This is definitely in the same vein of her alien Mad Max leader of an alien colony
correct
look. Mama, when she had that thing, yung mga paninda niya.
We obviously see that Bernie loves her fringes, her mga burlola, yung lakasabit all over her delicate, sexy body. I love this.
Yes.
When she came out ng medals pa lang, I was like, oh wow, ang ganda nito, ang ganda na ng look. Kasi it's very, it's rainbow. It's obviously rainbow without being like upfront rainbow.
Uh-huh.
Kasi yun din yung like my personal problem with like a rainbow outfit is rainbow stripes are so hard to make fashionable.
Yeah.
And she, it was rainbow but it was still inventive, creative. And then nung nilabas siya yung like one-sided cape na mas marami pang medals, parang ako ay
pasabog na. Literal na pasabog. And I do feel like she took the most fashion risk this week, and I think it paid off. Unfortunately, it was not enough to, you know, keep her out of the bottom two, but I think look-wise, Pangina also mentioned it, best of the night in my book. Up next, we have Shampoo Tang Ina. Si Ovi po, I mean, yes, medyo dahil baka biased ako dahil friend ko siya at love namin siya, but I am willing to give Ovi a free pass in terms of not meeting the basic format of an advertisement because the line of shampoo Tang Ina was so good. I mean, brand recall meron. And at the end of the day, yun naman ang gusto ng mga kliyente. Kaya hindi nila maalala yung tagline mo, pero maalala mo yung brand nila for recall.
Even if you don't know what problem it's trying to address, correct, what solution it's trying to offer, if you remember the brand,
you've done the job. And I feel like that's what Ovi did.
For me, what Ovi did the best is she sold personality.
She sold personality.
Like, binenta niya talaga yung, what she says, identity. Yung intro pa lang na parang, nagsascrub siya, tapos nag-zoom in. Parang, oops, teka, masyado ka na malapit.
Yep.
From there, she had me.
Yes.
And then the whole, like, montage of reviews of the different, yes, people that were obviously her. But like,
parang, I think they were alluding to like a sex lubricant at one point.
Oh,
so parang like, what is happening?
But I don't know what the product is, but I wanna buy it just, yeah, because the advertisement was so stupidly catchy.
Yes, and you know, Ovi mentioned sa workroom na, you know, she doesn't have a brand, she has an identity. And I feel like if you turn off the audio, watch the commercial, you'll know it's Ovi. If you turn off the video and just listen to the audio, you still feel the brand. And I think that's a great way to just really receive and experience the identity, not the brand of Ovi.
Because at the end of the day, what do you build a brand around? The identity.
Correct. So, really, really great. Sobrang stupid. I feel like this is like a live comedy sketch show waiting to be scripted into a 60-minute material of like shampoo tang ina. Like, sobrang...
I can imagine doing like a whole Harold improv,
yeah,
segment, yeah, out of shampoo tang ina and the different reviews and the different personalities she laid out na may construction worker, may bata, may prod team, yeah, ng Drag Race.
Sobrang... And it was like, wala po siyang logic, wala siyang through line. Hindi mo alam bakit siya nasa bathtub sa simula, but it all works.
Mapapashampootang ina ka na lang talaga.
Shampootang ina, I mean, very, it's, I think, the cultural reset we all need right
This is
now.
Gonna be so memeable.
Yes.
And Jiggly got it right when she said na parang buti wala MTRCB.
Buti na lang. Nakakatawa because like, napapanahon na naman po ang MTRCB ngayon. This is something they shot back, yeah, in February and all of a sudden, whoa, it's also part of what's happening right now.
But you know what? That's parang I came to appreciate na, okay, you know what? Maybe Drag Race Philippines isn't for network cable television.
I mean, Jay did put Kantot up a couple of times sa kanyang material.
Girl, the blurring out of Ovi's body was so inconsistent na minsan kitang-kita yung suso, minsan kita yung kipay.
Thank God it's on streaming.
Yes.
Thank God.
Girl, pag nasa GMA yan, half the episode is over.
Correct. But it will last for 2 years because I'm sure they will prolong it. Up next, ang runway presentation ni Ovi, I also love this one. When minention ni Ovi na ang reference niya is 90s, early 2000s, Harajuku raver. Mm-hmm. Also, the how she adjusted her walk to sell, mm-hmm, the garment was really, really fantastic.
For me, the best part of the look was how different it was from what else we've seen from Ovi. Jiggly pointed it out. It was a great departure. I think that's what I like about the outfit. The outfit itself is a good look. It's not super memorable in my book, especially from Ovi.
Yeah, nakakatawa lang kasi sa second half of the season, mas may colors na si Ovi. Nakakatawa lang kasi parang
may sariling
story arc yung ano, yung order ng runway, correct, presentations. We have Arizona na ang kanyang shampoo ay nakapagtanggal ng lasing.
Oo, lasing alis, which I don't know if everyone's gonna catch the... May shampoo kasi na Lysalis.
Lysalis, yes. I got that one. And also, meron siyang reference na parang, I think it's a slight callback to Alaska's fashion tape because yung tatlo niyang flavors, yung pangatlo, orange,
alcohol,
orange. So, I saw
tawang-tawa ko doon. As in, I had to pause and cackle because the great art of subversion in, yeah, humor.
Yeah, so I remember when Alaska did that sa All Stars 2, I was laughing out loud. So nung ginawa siya ni Arizona, of course, may slight kilig sa akin.
Correct.
The shampoo says it addresses yung alak. I felt like it was like, show me, don't tell me. You told me it can, mm-hmm, alis the lasing, see, mm-hmm, the ponyo in there, but I don't feel na it was shown in enough footages as to the power of the product.
Yeah, I have to agree there.
Like, parang she said it, yeah, but like, where is the proof?
She had basically two scenes, yes, or like two cutaways, parang the scene in the rain with the pit crew member and her looking busted, and then she had a few takes of her like flipping her hair around, and that was it. Had she done the whole transformation at the correct end, the parang shit, ang fresh ko na bigla.
Correct.
Diba? That would have sold it just a little bit like, more.
Ang fresh ko na bigla, pwede na akong maglasing ulit. And then, pwede ka nang gumapit ng shampoo ulit kasi wala yung lasik. Parang kung uminom ka na, like, it could have been that strange loop. But
or kung ininom niya yung shampoo bigla.
Well, again, actually, alam mo sa totoo lang, I was like half-key expecting diba her to drink the shampoo. Because like, we all know, I mean, I was really expecting that it did get there. But again, I think it needed 2-3 more visual proofs of, you know, what the shampoo does, because I think ang strong na ng foundation ng ginawa niya konsepto.
But I think what the infomercial proves is, you know, Arizona has been known to be a comedy queen season, yes, long, and yes, she's still doing it.
Yes, like sa start, it felt like, are we seeing a very great performance from an unaired acting challenge footage? Yung sa simula, ganun yung itsura niya. So, I'm telling you,
yung that whole bit na pumasok yung voiceovers, parang Lord, ikaw ba yan? Yeah. Tanga voiceover ako. Great. Great material.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I will not be surprised if Arizona will book the teleserye gigs after this season.
Hindi ako magulat kung bigla siya makast sa Banana Split or Bubble Gum.
I was gonna say Banana Split because Arizona is that bitch. I feel like we have, I think she will just be a bigger comedic force, and I'm really excited to see her journey after, you know, after the show when she gets more access to empower the comedian.
Mainstream TV, get on that.
Yeah, like I swear, it's like Arizona's insane. Runway though, you know, it was okay.
When they gave the critiques, it made sense.
Yeah.
But when she came out, I was like, oh my God, Eleganza. I was so convinced when she was walking out because it's the most beautiful she's seen all season long. And then, you know, a little bit of body paint, which I'm a little bit familiar with.
Great.
With that eksena. But she just looked so beautiful. I wasn't... But I thought it was such a classy execution of the rainbow category. Yeah. But then when they pointed it out, na okay, you know, it's not rainbow enough. Parang,
that's true.
Okay, I get that. But she was so beautiful.
I feel like if this was medyo final Eleganza extravaganza, the final episode, I think this would be like very, very strong. But you know, if the theme is rainbow, it has to be rainbow enough first. Yes. It has to meet the brief first. So I think that's basically where Arizona fell short. But you know, we've this is the third time already where we've seen Arizona's runway kind of cost her the win. It's quite frustrating at this point. Again, we said this in previous episodes. I'm sure she's also frustrated, but you can really see here na she badly needed that runway to like inch her into getting that badge.
Pero mahirap na kalaban Jaden Ovi.
Medyo mahirap kalaban si Jaden Ovi ngayon. Pero that high placement,
you know, but we don't know the results of the outcome of the whole season yet. But if Arizona ever doesn't bag the crown, she would be a great storyline in an all-star.
Because just, oh my God, the designers that will just
the glow up.
That will come flocking kay Arizona. But yeah, I think medyo, we're seeing a trend here, and I think that's been kind of the Arizona story. The so far, 8 episodes in, great charisma. The fundamentals in performing drag are all there. She just needed like just a tiny bit of gloss and maybe editorialness of the look to just take her into like a whole other level. But I am feeling her frustration.
Yes. So, you know, the girls leave, the judges deliberate, and the girls come back, and we find out that the results are Ovi wins. Fucking finally!
Sobrang deserve nito. And, you know,
like, para, when in-announce si Ovi, para ang laking bunot na natinik from me personally. Kasi she's just been egged on for how many episodes of a win, and she finally gets it.
She finally gets it. You know, at this point, we still have not seen Antak. So we don't know the weight of Jade's, you know, being overtime, if it was the thing that cost her the badge. Because there were a lot of confessionals saying na parang, Jade, ito na yung badge, ito na yung badge. But honestly,
they gave her so much confessional airtime, being like, got this, mine, win, rubadge.
Yeah. Jade was really good this week, but I feel like Jade was a clear second. It was really, for me, it was really Ovi. The brand recall of it, and then just the runway presentation, meeting colors, meeting the rainbow brief. I really do feel like this was Ovi's, and it was really well deserved.
Yeah, it's just frustrating to, you know, we got the Ovi win, but it's frustrating to see Jade get, since there's six of them, someone has to fall into the bottom three, and Jade defaulted into that just because of the one scene that she had to do where someone pumps shampoo on her face.
But yeah, for me, Jade clear second. I guess yung third place yung hindi clear, if kung si Hannah ba or si Arizona.
Medyo mahirap nga.
Medyo mahirap siya. But anyway, buti na lang, we don't need that because this is not Lucy Laduca's Drag Race.
This is not Drag Race second place, Drag Race third place.
So it's not Lucy Laduca's Drag Race.
Before we get into the lip sync, I just want to say that we finally fucking got that proper delivery of the tension.
Yes.
Like, there were so many gag-worthy moments all season long that weren't built up properly. We finally get it here. And to this episode, ako na-irita dun sa Dogon Fogaki. Kasi ang ganda rin ng tension eh. Para okay,
ito na.
Na-announce na yung winner, na-announce na yung safe, and then Jade was announced to be in the bottom. And alam mo, parang, is Jade gonna lip-sync against because of that? And then she's safe. Mag-lip-sync yung dalawa. Ando na. And then Dogon Fogaki get ago. I've been like okay with, like I found it charming in the previous episodes, but in this episode talaga, can we just not get do that?
Can we just get to it already? And then we basically have, you know, front runners, the track records basically show
it was emphasized.
Yeah.
In like the whole nail biter of, you know, no one goes home, like we didn't know that, but the whole nail biter of our two Rue Badge girls, or double Rue Badge girls, they said two front runners stand before me and emphasize yon. So talagang just the tension of who goes home and then the whole emotionalness of the sequence, which, by the way, congratulations to Miss Anne Danielle. You have birthed a new
queer anthem.
Ina-expect ko na po yan in probably like 50 different Pride celebrations next year.
Yes.
Mga emotional piyesa. Pag to nakita ko sa Nectar, I wouldn't be surprised.
But yeah, the two frontrunners, the two like very seasoned lip syncers lip sync against each other. You know, we get the soundbite from Bernie and Kat-Kat na parang they know each other really well. Uh-oh. They know each other's strengths, but they are just gonna give it their all.
Parang they were the last people that they wanted to lip sync against for their life, not for the crown.
Yes, and then very emotional, great song. They let it all out. Wigs were removed to show them real selves.
Correct. Like Kat Kat's whole like nude bars with trans woman, and then Bernie being like practically naked, and then everyone in the background just crying and living for the performance.
And then Sadulo, there was a standing O. I think you could really feel this was a very intense filming day when this moment happened.
They couldn't not do a double shot. We just got a non-elimination episode. I'm pretty sure. I mean, at this, our episode count is fucked up. Like, our elimination order is fucked up. Like, who's gonna go home next week before the actual finale episode?
Yep.
Like, there's a lot of questions, but there was no question that it deserved a double shante.
So we got the very first double shante, or the only double shante this season, I think. And then we still have six girls left coming into episode 9, but
penultimate episode.
Sana yung math of it all noon. But I mean, I cannot imagine. I mean, we just literally said sa last episode natin sa podcast na yung dalawang spot sa Final 4 ay na kay Bernie at Kat Kat, tapos bilang sila yung mag-lip-sync. So I really cannot imagine, again, I kind of still stand by that. I cannot imagine the finale without either Bernie or Kat Kat.
Like, just I watched the lip sync like 4 times. I have to say I watched it like 4 times, and I like we just got the episode like a couple days ago.
Yeah.
I watched it 4 times. I was really trying to nitpick sino ma, if I had it not been a double shante, who would have gone home? Wala talaga.
And it was also edited in such a way that it was parang a fair display of both of the queen's strength. So So yeah, great editing then, and thank you, Double Shante. I do feel like this was a more compelling Double Shante versus last year, although you can argue because last year there were two big superstars, mm-hmm. you cannot afford to lose either of them. But performance-wise, congratulations, Kat-Kat. Congratulations, Bernie. And congratulations, putang ina, anim pa rin kayo, episode 9 na.
Yun nga, we are now at that point where everyone but Ovi has lip-sync.
Woohoo!
Everyone but Ovi has lip-sync. We have a top 6 coming into the last episode. We are getting a lip-sync for the crown format, so there has to be 4 girls. Are we sending 2 girls home next week?
Or, wala pa rin bang uuwi para even number pa rin yung episode 10? Pwede! If you think about
it, you know what?
You just need an even number for episode 10.
I would love like a 3-way lip-sync for the crown.
Diba? I think, I mean, we've done so many firsts sa second half of Drag Race Philippines Season 2, so why not take it all the way? I mean, we don't know, right?
And that is it for episode 8. We are 2 episodes away from getting a new reigning Philippine drag superstar, and it just can't... the tension can't be more palpable than it is.
Yes.
So, like, so much to look forward to in the next episode and then the final episode after that.
And we also want to thank our viewing party sponsors. We have Relax and Issy & Co. And of course, malapit na pong matapos ang dapat pakak-pakak-lip-sync challenge. Ang mga entries po padami ng padami at palaki po ng palaki ang mga pasabog. At all out na po ang mga kabaklaan. So again, if you wanna win or get a chance to win viewing party tickets to our finale viewing party, details of that will come soon, and it might surprise you as to exactly what we have for the winners. And then, of course, the grand winner of the Pakak Lip Sync will also win 9,000 pesos worth of hair makeover. Mm-hmm. And then 35,000 pesos worth of Kiehl's products. Mama, ang dami po nun.
It's like, parang ano tayo, nasa almost 50,000 total worth of goodies.
Yes.
It might grow in the next week. We don't know. We'll see.
Yes, we're still waiting for the final details of the fin. Actually, you know, we're not waiting. We kind of know most of it. And you might want to join this particular contest if you want to be part of Herstory. But also, this is your chance to buy tickets to our episode 9 viewing party. This is our biggest season 2 lineup. So, andun po si Jade, si Kat-Kat, si Bernie, si Ovi, si Hannah, si Arizona, si Matilda, si Astrid, si Tiny Deluxe. Siyam lang naman po ng 12 contestants ng Season 2 ay nandun sa Episode 9 show namin. Bakit ganito kalaki? We don't know. Maybe because this is the last public viewing party we'll have? We don't know, but you know...
We actually definitely don't know that
yet. We don't know yet.
We don't know if we're doing a finale or if there's gonna be a finale.
We don't know yet, but we're trying to make this the biggest show muna. Just
so
in
far.
Case.
Well, you know, like, episode... Like, we're obviously giving away tickets to the finale, so there we will be having a finale viewing party.
Nanandong kami.
Uh-oh.
So, hindi na namin alam kung
the
basta.
Question is just... How important is this finale viewing party kaya?
Correct. So we will let you know, but again, that's your chance to number 1, join our Pakak Lip Sync Challenge, and number 2, kung matagal nyo na sinasabi, eh hindi, saka na lang, pucha, ito
tama na,
yun. Siyam na po, siyam na bakla na yung nandito sa aming viewing party, so make sure you visit the link on our Instagram bio to buy tickets. And of course, don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Becky and Menpod. I am Baus Rufo on Instagram. And hey, it's Baus on the TikTok.
On Instagram, I am at Mix.Chanel and at Mixchanel on Twitter. My hair is by Wigs by Margot and my outfit is by Hans Nabong, who also does the workroom outfits for Rama Pa, which, by the way, this one was my favorite so far.
Yes. And of course, we want to thank HBO and HBO Asia for making this video podcast possible.
Hey, HBO.
Love you, HBO. HBO. And that's it. We'll see you next week when we recap another episode of Drag Race Philippines. We'll leave it with you. Basta babay na lang.
Bye!
Okay, Mix Chanel, so for this week's exclusive interview, lalayo yes. pa ba tayo sa pinaka ng uga na windang
pati ata ang Catholic Bishops Conference of the Philippines, hindi kinaya. They were not ready.
Naging part na po ng ano daily vocabulary ko ang King Kankara.
Please welcome everybody's favorite tagapatak para maging pokpok. The one and only Miss Jade. So, hi Jade.
Hello. Arrest me, Philippines.
Oh my God. Oh my God. If hindi nyo na gets yung reference, fan ka pa naman ni Lady Gaga.
Oh my God. Kamusta ka, Jade? My God.
Ayun, nagpe-prepare ma persona non grata.
Gago.
Alam mo, alala. Girl, in fairness talaga, buti na lang nasa streaming yung Drag Race. You were talking about this. Kasi kung ma-MTRCB yan, feeling ko pinatanggal nila yung buong commercial mo.
And also, ano daw, whole show na, Jaris. Ban attack.
Now, so, kamusta ka now given na, you know, napaka-iconic ng iyong Landi Suso shampoo to the point na hindi siya pwedeng i-upload sa Facebook or Instagram, di ba?
Yeah, and TikTok.
Yeah. TikTok, kailangan mo siyang sadyain. Kailangan mong...
Ganun siya ka-iconic now, para siyang contraband.
Yes. Di ba?
How does that feel?
As I said, ipapalabas po siya sa... porn sites and also on my Fansly, if you wanna see the uncensored version of the commercial, you might want to subscribe to my Fansly.
Ooh, she is ganon, a businesswoman,
marketing mogul.
Kasi di ba may part na blurred?
Oo,
correct.
Nakahubad talaga kasi ako noon.
Ah. Ay, may binigay sa inyong ano uncensored copy.
Ay.
So okay, let's talk about. We wanna get more juice, pun intended, from this really really iconic branding challenge. Can you share with us kung ano yung naging creative process mo dito? Kasi sa confessional, it sounded like you were very excited to take on this beast of a challenge.
Oo. How much did you prepare for the possibility of a branding challenge?
Okay. At first, I didn't prepare anything. Like, coming to the show, wala talaga, zero. I have no idea magkakaroon ng branding challenge or commercial. Kasi, di ba, wala naman ganun sa last season. So, I didn't prepare.
Yes.
Pero, may mga napanood naman na kasi ako, syempre, as a fan ng Drag Race. Kasama siya sa mga challenges. And then, nung nalaman kong commercial challenge and branding, sa branding, ano, wala na akong, ano, ikina-worry. Pero yung commercial, nung nalaman kong commercial, shit. Ano kaya? Kasi hindi nila sinabi kung shampoo ba or what. Kung hindi nila sinabing specific. So, nag-isip na ako, perfume, hindi, basic. Something unconventional, dildo. Ganun. O kung hindi dildo, edi flashlight as a power top na bratsy.
Ganun.
I love it.
To be fair, sinabi sa inyo yung shampoo siya at naisama mo pa rin ng dildo sa shampoo.
Ipipilit ko talaga.
It's a shot.
Oo, syempre, ano, yun na yung dala ko. And una, dapat kasama yung puppet ko. Eh, kaso, ano, wag na lang kasi si OB, na, parang nagawa na ni OB as puppet show yung sa talk niya.
Mm.
Tapos, wala na akong maisip na iba. Tapos, yun, nung nalaman kong shampoo, in-incorporate ko yung dildo sa hotel. pati yung flashlight, mga sis, malapit na siyang umere. She didn't make the cut.
Oh my God!
Nung una kasi,
I mean, you have to keep yourself entertained sa hotel room, di ba nga?
Ginamit ko siya sa mini challenge. Tapos, hiniram ni Kat Kat.
So, si Kat Kat ay nangungurot ng namimisil ng daliri.
Nangihiram na, ng...
Nangahagat ng burat. Nangihiram ng...
Ang gusto ko malaman ngayon, yung dildo ba, meron ba siyang ano, bakat ng kagat?
Ma'am! Oo nga, parang ano, may mga butas-butas na. Parang damage item. Girl!
Oh my God. But yeah, more on the commercial. I think there were a lot of very funny lines. Like, kunyari yung sa start, tuyo na yung buhok ko, ang sikip ko pa. Sobrang hindi siya nagme-make sense together, pero sobrang gets mo yung klase nung babae na tinatry nilang kausapin. But of course, I think ang pinaka-iconic sa lahat is yung sa unang patak, pok-pok agad.
Pok-pok agad.
Nung nagsusulat pa lang ako, inisip ko muna yung mga one-liner ko. So naisip ko yung mga sexiest, cuntiest, the baddest. Siyempre, habang nandun ka sa competition, di mo alam kung ano yung papatok na phrases. Kung yung galing ba sa Meet the Queens mo, kung galing ba sa pinagsasabi mo sa confessionals, hindi mo alam. So, as a high intuition Cancer, the baddest, sexiest, the cuntiest, are the most, memorable line for me. Hindi ko nga lang na isama yung power top na Bratzy, pero naisama ko naman visually. And then,
actually, ay, yung commercial mo, sobrang strong ng personal branding mo. Kahit ano pa siyang type ng product, pasok pa din eh.
Naipasok ko yung pangalan, naisip ko siya by constructing with my surname and ano nga ba ang maiipangalan kung ito ay isang klase ng suso. So, kung isa ba siyang laruso, isa ba siyang liitsu, lakisu, lambutsu, it's infinite, and I love them all. And siya ay naging landi suso.
Ang kakaloka ka! My God, I love it! I mean, ano ka namin, ano yung creative process mo? Wala, basta, nag-isip ako, tapos yun na yun. Tama naman. Diba?
Ganun ba yung workroom walkthrough mo with Mama Pau? Ganun ba talaga siya kahaba?
Kinuwento mo talaga yung buong... wala naman input si Mama Pau. So, nakinig siya.
Kasi naman, sobrang engrossed niya ata sa kwento mo. Diba?
Yeah, kaya nga interested siya.
Tinigil ka niya kasi ayaw niyang malaman yung ending, yung payoff.
Tuwan-tuwa siya sa acting challenge. Hindi niya na sinabi na yung enunciation ko.
Ay, my God. Mapi-principal's office tayo nito.
Going back to yun, yung filming process, yung sa pag-overtime mo, like, paano nangyari yon? Ano yung Cheche Boreching naganap doon
Sa pag-overtime? Kita naman siya, di ba? Sabi, 2 minutes left. As in, ngarag talaga, ngarag. I think natagalan ako is yung outfit change. Di ba, I had to, iba yung wig ko nung una, iba yung wig ko nung naging, nung ginamit na yung shampoo. So, una kong shinoot is yung naga-astral projection. So, yung wig na malaki, yung big hair. So, naisip ko siya because yung big hair is, parang kung kuruhos na yung wig, kailangan ng palitan. So, putang ina, dry ko na. Andry na ng buhok ko. At ang sikip ko pa. So, ayun. Una kong shinoot yun, tapos nagpalit ako. Habang nagpapalit ako, natagalan ng sobra. It's because ang hirap ikabit ng nails. My dollification should be perfect.
Amen.
And dapat walang kulang, walang anything, kailangan perfect. So as a perfectionist bitch, kumain siya ng maraming oras yung pagpapalit. So after ko magpalit, onti na lang yung oras na gulat ako. Onti na lang yung oras na natira. And then nung patapos na ako, actually patapos na talaga ako, parang tapos, time's up, may 2 scenes pa na kailangan. Yung 2 scenes ba o isa? Kasi yung, base kasi sa pinakita, yung yung face, yung cream pie, yung cream pie. Pwede ba sabihin yun?
Ang dami mo na sinabing mas nakakaloka kanina, ngayon ka pa mag-hold back.
So, yung facial, at saka yung nag-sasalo sa kamay, Kasi hinuli ko na yung mga madudumihan, yung huli, hinuli ko na yung mga babahiran ng shampoo mismo para huli na yung lagkitan attack. So, hinuli ko yon. And then, after nun, di ba, nakita naman din, kitang-kita sa subtitles na, can I shoot this? Pero sa sobrang taranta ko, dire-diretso na akong ginagawa. Sa sobrang committed ko to finish my commercial, nawala na sa isip ko na dapat sumunod ako. Times up. Sa unang sinabing times up pa lang. So, sinabing times up, pero nagtanong ako, can I shoot this? Tapos, Fifth said,
parang shoot talang din nila.
Fifth said, okay, shoot this. Tapos, yun, pagkakita ko sa episode, tapos with, naka-on talaga yung subtitles ko para malinaw kung ano yung mga sinasabi. Yun, parang, naano din ako, na let down din ako, na parang, pumayag sila talaga, kitang-kita sa camera. So parang ang lumalabas kasi sa mga queens na nakarinig, pinilit ko. Pero now, na syempre, it's a competition, and also, syempre, dapat realizations ang mga experiences. And ang experiences is gonna be something what you can learn from.
Yes.
As a learning, learning curve, Kemi. Tama ba? Learning curve ko ba to? Na dapat be on time and kung binigyan ka ng oras, gawin mo to, makinig ka sa time's up.
But you actually, you actually mentioned something sa viewing party when we did the talk back after the episode na, if they deemed that invalid, you still felt you had enough footage to deliver a strong commercial. Can you elaborate more on that lang for our listeners?
Aha. Yung part na sinabi ko na kung i-delete nila na lang yung scenes. Yung, 'di ba, kita-kita naman sa audience from watching it. Yung mga first part, tawang-tawa na sila. So kung kinat nila yung last part, edi tapos. Tawang-tawa pa din sila. Like sa hindi lang nakita yung face. Cream pie.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it was, I think that was one of our comments on podcast. Like, it was very generous already, your edit. Parang it had so many things na it could have used some editing, and if that came down to the footage that you shot during overtime, I think it would have still been very, very strong.
Sana tinignan din nila yung each time nung mga queens. Ito yung concern ko na gusto ko lang i-let out there. Okay. Kasi we are given na dapat 1 minute yung commercial. And hindi lalagpas sa 1 minute.
Oh!
So, kung yun lang pala yung usapan, kung by time, kasi binotom ako dahil I was exceeded my
by
time.
By 2 minutes.
Yeah. Yung mga nag-exceed din. Kasi ako kasi, yung process ko, so sabi, strictly 1 minute daw. So yung mga script na ginawa ko, alam mo ginawa ko, kasi di ba walang orasan, wala kaming phone, wala kaming watch. Ang ginawa ko, yung MP3, yung pang kinig ng lip sync. So di ba may time yung song? Ang ginawa ko, habang piniplay ko yung song, yun yung stopwatch ko. Nire-recite ko yung commercial ko, sinasakto ko na 1 minute. So parang I did that effort. Tapos yung iba lumampas sa 1 minute.
Yes. That is...
Kung minute ang usapan, kung hindi na yung quality nung commercial. Bali, wala lang naman na yung quality kung sa oras pag-uusapan. Diba?
Yeah.
Yun yung lang parang nangyari sa akin.
That is the sorrowful mystery of the day. Diba?
Okay. Yung sa episodes, nakikita kasi siya, diba? Yung pag nanonood ka sa WOW, kita yung minute time. Kasi nag-umaunder.
Yung length ng commercial.
Yes. under.
So if you look hard enough, you will see na it something's not adding up. And
Some rules were followed and some were used as a technical, and then may iba na parang lumagpas.
As a queen na hindi naman confrontational, so hindi ko na sinabi. Parang, sige, hayaan na lang natin na na hindi naman ako yung dapat magparusa or whatever or mag-complain. I mean, you know, it's just sad on my part.
Gets. I mean, especially after, you know, really trying hard to get out of that bottom streak, diba? It was really very important that night. But
sana may redeeming moment na ako. Check.
But yes, so now, wala na namang umuwi. And it looks like, coming from the lip sync na lahat kayo nag-iiyakan, this is a very well-bonded, tight-knit group of six. Can you share with us more of this bond? Gano'n yung nakamahalang isa't isa by this point?
Sobrang sad to see my sisters being in the bottom. And also, yung bond naming anim is sobrang magiging strong na. Lalo pa at magiging strong for the next episodes. Pero sayang naman ang effort. Top 6 hanggang kailan ba? Hanggang kailan ba tayo magta-top 6?
Been top 6 for 3 weeks. You're gonna enter again.
Is this the first time na may ganon?
Yeah, I think so.
Sa lahat ng franchise?
Coming into the last episode, season 14 lang ang parang
pinakamarami.
Madami pa rin sila.
Lima sila though. Mas marami pa rin kayo.
Oo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At this point, kung napanood nila yung commercial, ang tawag na nila sa akin ay crazy. Nung simula nung fairies thingy, kasi may yung fairies hindi in-air eh. May ginawa kong kumakausap kasi ako ng fairy habang nasa workroom. Instead of kausapin sila, yung fairy na lang kasi yun pa yung mga pwedeng trust. Yung mga forest nymphs, mga elves, witches around.
So mga nunu sa punso, basically.
Yes. Andun siya sa mga light bulb. Doon siya na nakatira.
Love it. It's such an expansive world.
So, yun nga. We end the episode. Unfortunately, you're placed in the bottom. But we move on into the next episode as the top 6. We saw a little bit of the preview sa trailer. But ano ang pwede mong patikim sa coming second to the last episode of the season?
I'm really, really excited for Bratman Rock.
Yes!
As you can see sa trailer, may sinabi siyang, you're the baddest bitch ba yun? Sabi niya. Basta may sinabi siya, parang, super excited. Sino kaya sinabihan niya? Check. Sana ako yun? Check.
Di tayo sure. Di ba? The magic of editing. Baka ang sinabihan niya si Jiggly.
Parang excited din ako dun sa sinabi ng Miss Jade Subayon. Yung sa this is my redeeming moment, I mean, iyak ang bebe. So, feeling ko umiiyakan tong episode. Thanks.
We're very excited for the next episode.
Papunta ba tayo sa top 4 or top 6 hanggang huli?
Correct. Yun nga eh, hindi alam ng tao. Parang how do we get from, if we get from 6 to 4, assuming it's 4 like last year, that means there's a double elimination. But also, because
well,
ang daming firsts.
Ba talaga?
Exactly. Ang daming firsts this season. We got the first ever.
Pwedeng may winner na agad. Episode 9 pa lang.
Pwede. Wala na episode 10. Hindi yan niya alam, di ba?
Kasi yung episode 10,
yun pala yun. Yun
na siya. Pwede
ka na. Yeah, there's a lot of things still up in the air for, the outcome of the season, the outcome of this crucial second to the last episode.
So, we are very proud of you. We're at the home stretch already. We've seen you come so far. And also, I wanna commend, like, every week, you're just becoming a stronger performer sa viewing parties. My God, you are really amazing. I just wanna tell you na, your efforts do not go unnoticed. You are just becoming more unapologetically yourself.
As I said, from the premiere night, I am aiming my full capacity from fantasy into reality. And now it is becoming reality because the fantasy before is just a fantasy.
Wow.
How very esoteric of you.
I love it. Thank you so much, Jade. We love you. We will see you in a few days.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of this journey. It will end really soon, and I'm so happy that, you know, you're part of this season.
Thank you. I'm so excited for the finale.
Mega Man! Mega Man!